Alexander Johnson.
Although I write it that way all the time.
Do you? All
well,
right.
I just like when I sign up to things, I always like Alexander.
I am Alexander, the great Johnson. I'm starting off our interview this way, by the way. I've just pressed record, and we're going to go into this. This is Alexander Johnson, otherwise known as Alex.
Yeah, easier to remember.
These kids wear crowns. Now, I think that we were just discussing off the air the idea that music today, man, you can, if you're inspired and ready to put something together and driven and people love it, you can hit any genre of music, you can mix genres of music and make stuff happen. It's like everything has the potential to be cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. Did you watch VMAs?
I've seen parts of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, what a
Tyler, the Creator, won the New Artist of the Year. And
exactly.
Not everyone loves his content, but it's crazy.
All right. So now you're across the country in beautiful British Columbia, and you're making this crazy, awesome pop music with These Kids Wear Crowns. You're a band that's still in its early stages, having really pretty much gotten together in 2009. And
yeah.
So now 2 years in with some smash pop-tastic hits, like Jumpstart and wait, Break It Up? Is that the other?
Yeah, Break It Up's the first one that we did.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we have I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Now, okay, now this is a bit of a weird bit of musical history on my part. Now I'm in my late 30s and grew up really heavily addicted to the video generation, and I can remember that we had I Want to Dance with Somebody, that video, recorded, and I think I've seen it about 100,000 times.
Yeah.
And so if I'm going grocery shopping and it's playing in the store, man, I'm dancing down the aisles. Do you know how excited I was to hear you guys cover this? How did this happen?
Yeah. Well, we just were going to do it as a cover at first. Me and Alan and the rest of the boys got addicted to the music video, just like you did. It's very infectious, and we kind of wanted to just be able to play it live. So we did a cover of it and thought that maybe it had a chance. We didn't know how these things work, so we just sent it to our label and asked, is there a chance we can do this for our album? And we sent it to the writers, and they wrote us back saying they love the energy and that we had their blessing. So
it is beautiful stuff, man, because there's, you know, as I find that when it comes to pop, a lot of the times these days it's like packaged, and you can dance to it and you can have fun to it, but it's kind of like, okay, do this, but you guys, it's unbridled, passionate fun, like to the right, forget the rafters, it's the roof is gone. You're just, there's now, I mean, purely if you just look right on your website, you guys are covered in paint, man. There's paint everywhere.
Hey, well, thank you very much. We like to have a lot of fun, and you know, that's just how we are when we get together. So I'm glad it comes out in the music.
What were you listening to? Like, what are your, tell me, okay, about your more sort of earlier influences, and then what is kind of inspiring you now? What are your roots?
I've always been into hip-hop and rap myself, and a lot of, lately I've been getting into a lot of 60s music, you know, The Doors and Rolling Stones, and so, but I mean, the whole band has just such a wide variety of influence. It's funny that we come together and do pop music, because we have, like I said, I like hip-hop, that's where I come from, and Joe, a guitarist, he was into the heavy metal scene for many, many, many years, and Josh, the other Gypsy, sorry, the other guitarist, was into the the punk scene. So there's just so many different, you know, influences from the whole band, that it's funny that, you know, that's what comes out of this pop music.
Yeah, and as it all kind of comes home as a group, as a thing together, it's because individually it probably would have been very, very different, but somehow the blend, I guess the paint splatters kind of make sense in that one sense too, you know.
Yeah.
It's the mixture that has come together to be this amazing high energy thing. Now, so what would you say that you're listening to now? What are you guys? What are you into now?
We have a, you know, the selection changes kind of. I said before, Tyler, the Creator, we've been listening to him a little bit. the new Kanye West and Jay-Z, listening to that. Then we listened to a whole bunch of old stuff, a lot of Blink-182. We just did a nice drive back from Toronto, so there's a lot of CDs that we played.
And you're going to
be used and Taking Back Sunday, and yeah.
You'll be opening for Simple Plan in February, I believe, at the Bell Center in Montreal, too.
Right? Yeah, Simple Plan, Marianas Trench, and All Time Low, and then us. So
what a mad combination that is.
Yeah, we're kind of still shell-shocked by that, by being able to open for all these bands. It's like, wow.
that all, bringing it all together. Now, talk to me about, but like putting together something like this in the studio. How do you maintain or divine that energy that's necessary to make this happen? Like, how do, because you know you're doing stuff like this over and over again. You're having to retake parts. You haven't like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it just comes down to you know you got to do a lot of kind of rehearsal yourself before you go in, so you can try to get it in as least many takes as you can. But you get the recording process is a lot different now with it being digital. You can do many, many takes, and you can take breaks and come back, and you don't have to be using anything physical like tape or anything to actually record on. So it's a lot easier for everyone to kind of wait till they get into the right mode. I don't know. I've never recorded on tape, but I'm sure that you probably can't
Oh yeah, that would be a different experience altogether. Yeah. So now, tell me about when you get out there and you're live and you're on stage and the fans are there. What's that situation like? There must be a lot of very shiny faced young girls in the audience.
Yeah. No. It's always fun. We love to see familiar faces too come out and see us in different places. I think the farthest we've seen someone travel is from Toronto to Vancouver.
Wow,
that
really?
That was kind of very cool. Yeah, and that was a little bit earlier in our career too. So I was like, oh, okay.
It's
nice to have a kind of a good following and a solid fan base that really likes your music and likes the type of message that you want to give. So that's good.
Absolutely.
We feel very blessed about it.
Well, Alex, this has been a total honor, and the song, look, it's one of those things that radios are getting turned up all over the place. I love the experience of knowing that there are certain songs that that everybody's enjoying, and that all over the place, like all over these towns and whatever, when it's being broadcast, the radio's getting turned up, and that is happening with I Want to Dance with Somebody. That's just so great. What a great gift to the pop scene. Thanks so much, Alex Johnson, with
These
Kids
Wear
Crayons. All right, take care.
You too.